JTA's Connection service helps disabled residents get to medical appointments, run errands, and make social calls. According to JTA, rides are on schedule close to 90% of the time, and customers complain just 3 times for every 1,000 rides. But last year, a city audit found drivers at Connection's contractor, MV Transportation, had altered hundreds of schedules to make it look like they were on time when they were actually late. JTA CEO Nat Ford says those allegations are taken seriously.
It was 1%, a very small percentage, but we treat it as if it's a major, I think, failure or fault in terms of our operation. We did not expect that type of behavior to occur.
Ford says JTA has increased security and made it harder for drivers to fudge the numbers. Still, as customers keep complaining of late pickups and drop-offs, Ford says it's hard to keep up with demand as drivers are poached by other companies that pay more, like Amazon or UPS.
Almost for a year now, we have seen and had a challenge hiring drivers to operate our Connection service, as well as our big bus, our fixed route bus service. Why? Because the economy is turned in the right direction.
Ford says MV Transportation's pay just isn't competitive at around $9 an hour. He says he's working on raising driver pay and using that to aggressively recruit new employees. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.